This is the Big Chat Small Talk podcast for dynamic, engaged minds who love thought-provoking discussions about big life challenges in an approachable way. Join me, Vernie Bennett.
And me, Louise Anderson, to challenge your own perspective, to share insights and wisdom on navigating life's demands. Let us have a big chat about important issues in a small talk way.
Battle of the X and Y.
Oh, yes.
50-50 in the household. So if we have a look at that sort of definition, mm-hmm. what would we find? I think we would find, when you think about 50-50 in a household, equal distribution and responsibility between the partners, mm-hmm. finance, child rearing, housekeeping, bills, cooking and cleaning. Where do you fall, Lou?
Well, you know my situation. It's all on me at the moment.
Okay, so how was your household kind of set up before?
How's our household? So in my situation, I was, well, for the last few years of our relationship, I was actually the breadwinner. I went out to work.
Okay.
And he became a stay-at-home dad. Now, I have to just say up front, it wasn't intended to be like that.
Okay.
He just got used to being at home and enjoyed it.
I would too.
But I would say in our household, I felt I carried the load. But that's not to take anything away from him, because he did do the washing. He was very good at cooking. He would go and do the food shopping. I think as well, being a continental person, food is his thing.
Right.
I probably did the lion's share when it came to the children.
Okay, so I suppose what I'm trying to ask is, in theory, where do you think you lie? Should it be 50-50 mm-hmm. or should it not? Where is your mindset?
So I think it should be 50. I think it should be 50-50.
Okay, tell me why.
I think in this modern day, with both parents working, we're not no longer in the traditional sense of stay-at-home parent and one parent working. We, majority of households have two working parents.
Right.
Now, we know in terms of earnings, that might not be 50-50. But in terms of what you're doing at home, especially if you're both working long hours or full-time hours, you need to find a way of getting it right. It's not going to be perfect. Every couple will have their own system or formula. There is
that's where you're sitting. I'm going to have to completely disagree. And I don't think it should be a 50-50 household. Mm-hmm. I am from a traditional background mm-hmm. where the wife is the one that is rearing the child, that is home cooking, cleaning, doing the whole... Listen, I'm not going to make myself out to be something that I'm completely not.
Are you Martha Stewart or something, I know, lady?
No, but I am from that traditional background where the woman holds down the household, holds down the family, and the man goes out and mm-hmm. earns the bread, brings mm-hmm. in. And you are, in my sense, because 50-50 can mean different things. To me, that is 50-50. It's 50-50 in a different way, though, I think... women get the complete, this whole feminist argument that women should be 50-50, be able to do exactly what a man can do, mm-hmm. leaves a woman effectively doing more. You literally go to work mm-hmm. and you come home and then you do everything at home.
That hasn't gone away.
No.
Exactly, that hasn't gone away. And I think in those, and like yourself, I grew up in a family very much with those traditions where I saw a lot of the wives staying at home and the husbands going out to work. In my household, it was different. My mum had to work and my parents separated and divorced when I was young. So she had to be the breadwinner and do everything at home. So that was my format growing up in my household. But I think in modern times where most women are choosing to be mothers and go to work as well. And I agree, it's harder. We've taken more on. And I call it the failings of feminism is a whole nother topic on its own. Mm. We can come back to that one.
Exactly.
But I think because we're in this new era, well, it's a new era now. Some women are actually earning more than the men in some households. And, you know, women are having high flying careers. So,
which is nice to see.
It's definitely nice to see, but there does need to be a bit of a redress, because I can say for myself and other women like myself who have full-on pressured jobs and are running a home and raising young children, it's affecting our emotional and mental well-being. And that's not to say, because some of my girlfriends have wonderful husbands and their husbands are like, tell me what I need to do. And I think that tends to be like the... I don't want to tell you what to do. Just do it.
But I'm effectively like, bring me the woman who ever said that 50-50 was the right way to go. Because effectively, what we have is women have become a reserved army of cheap labor. Yeah. When you do go to work, what you're effectively doing is picking jobs that work with the family. So you're not actually, there are the few that you've just mentioned that are high-flying women business, and but I think they are struggling with the whole balancing of the family life and going to work and earning those big bucks. Yeah. So I'm like, I want to strangle that woman that says it should be 50-50. You know, but that's because I'm coming from a traditional background where I think looking after the family home is equally as important and as high flying as going to work and earning that money. I think the whole family benefits more from having a stay at home mum, but that's a privilege that not everyone is in that position to be able to do that.
And it is a privilege because we don't live in an economy anymore where we can do that. Now, there's loads of reasons and arguments as to why that's happened, and commercialization and consumerism has a lot to do with it too. But there isn't a lot of, if we look at this, look at us, we're living in the UK, and as one of the, as a European country, we probably have the least support for families and for women in the workplace as opposed to our European counterparts. Yeah. We have less subsidized assistance compared to our European counterparts. So that plays a part into it. And then also, I think children would benefit from having a stay-at-home parent. I saw some of my cousins that had a stay-at-home mum and how it provided a lot of emotional stability too. Whereas I found myself feeling a bit of like an anxious child because my mum was at work all day and would be at the childminders, and I would look at that clock. And I remember come 6 o'clock, when that 6 o'clock news came on, I was like, my mum needs to be here. Oh. My mum needs to be here. Where's my mum? You know, I remember feeling like that as a child. But we can't turn around now and say to the next up and coming generation of females who want to be high flying doctors, lawyers, and even if they don't want a high flying career, who want to earn their own money and be independent and fit their lifestyle in a reel on TikTok. we who are we to say where we've accomplished what we've accomplished and say, don't do that. Actually, hang up your Jimmy Choo's and put on your apron and stay at home. By all means, I wish I had done that. But
I just think it's the better option. I think women are struggling to actually maintain this high flying job as well as looking after the home. And both are equally important. I mean, if I look at my own example and growing up, I mean, my dad passed away when I was about seven. So my mum was a single parent. So what sticks in my mind is everything that I'm going to do when I grow up is going to allow me to be around for my kids. It was like paramount in the way that I was going to plan my life. And I'm fortunate to have been able to do that. But I remember being at sports day and like absolute the best runner. Of course, I would say that, right? Actually, and I was like, I want my mum to see me run this race and win.
Yeah.
And she was always with my mum's a nurse or was a nurse at the time. And working late nights, she'd come home, get us ready for school, and then she'd sleep during the day while we were at school. Mm-hmm. And it was just like all the really major milestones for me at school. I just felt like I really wanted my mum there. So I kind of reworked my life to make sure that all these things, I mean, my kids look at me and go, mum, you qualified as a barrister and you're at home. Why are you at home? Like, go and work. I'm like, I'm here for you. It's not the ability to do something that, you know, I am running away from. Is I'm running towards my family and being there for every step, every milestone. And I've enjoyed it. You know, I look at my husband and I say to him, you know, if I wasn't here, we'd literally be going to work and paying someone else to raise our kids.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's bizarre. It really is bizarre. And just to add to that, I mean, for myself, if I compare my own situation with my mum was working at a time in the corporate world where majority of the men had their wives at home taking care of the children. And even the well-paid men had wives at home as well as nannies taking care of the children. So my mum was working at a time where if one of us was sick, she dare not say it because of the frown that she may receive.
Right.
Trying to leave for sports days would have been difficult as well because she was working with, a set of men of a certain time that didn't get involved in any of that stuff.
Right.
But I have to say in the last generation that has changed incredibly so. And thank God, because I have had the ability to be there and see my children at sports days. Not all the time, depending, but most of the time I've been able to be there. And then thank you, COVID, because that also changed the whole working dynamic where we work from home now. And that's allowed me also to be at home because you're no longer having to factor in commuting time. So you can find a balance. But yes. I think what I'm trying to, my argument here is that as much as I would have liked to have stayed at home and be a stay-at-home mum, I have always felt like I wanted my own career and my own identity.
Yeah.
And I suppose maintaining a working life was important for me.
But I think that's important for a lot of women as well.
I think so.
Because you maintain your own identity as well. But
And I think the workplaces have got better. I think there's more, I think with this next generation of men, because they're more involved as well and more, have to be more hands-on with the children.
Yeah.
So they understand at work that some days, if you've been up with a child all night long, functionality the next day is going to be quite difficult. So there's more understanding, more compassion. Again, industry dependent and workplace dependent. But I have seen definitely the change within the last 20 years. But coming back to the original argument, if you've got two people working, especially working full time, there are children to consider. And as we've established, there's still the heavier load on the woman because that whole running the house, being the homemaker kind of role still hasn't left what should be a feminine or female role.
Yeah.
Something has to give. Couples do have to have that conversation to make it easier because as a woman and having friends who are other working women, we're feeling the pressure. It's a lot.
Yeah. I think we are coming at it from different sides. I get that it is great to have that 50-50. I mean, I have a laugh with my husband. I said, you might be the head of the house, but I am the neck that determines which direction we're going to go.
You love saying that
I
to
love
him.
Saying
what is his
that.
Face when you say that to him?
Absolutely. Because, you know, for me, it's God first, then the man of the house, then the woman, and then the children, in literally that order. But, you know, a woman can still have control, but I think it is important for the man of the house to feel, because I think men feeling masculine, the idea that he's in control, he's looking after his family, is an achievement as well from their perspective. And as a family together, I think it works.
Yeah.
So we're kind of nearly at the end, and I just want to have a little bit of fun with this.
Okay, go for
so
it.
From a dating perspective, when you go out for a date, you're on the side of 50-50, or should the man pay for your first date?
Good question. So I think if we're getting to that dating stage after doing the initial things, and I say initial, maybe going out for a coffee or getting to know one another for a walk. I think if he then asks me out on a date.
So it depends on who asks it.
Yeah, I think it depends
as
well. If he asks me out on a date, I don't mind doing 50-50, but it will tell me a lot about him if he insists that he pays.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, no, tell me more. I know. Come on. Tell what exactly does it tell you?
I think it tells me more that he's like, it tells me that he's traditional. It will tell me that he wants to show that he's going to provide here. It'll tell me that he's very proud as well.
It might tell you as well that he wants you at home.
Probably, yeah.
So is that
that's
red
not going to happen.
Okay.
Not going to happen. But yeah, it will tell me a lot if he offers to pay and he insists on paying. But I don't have a problem going 50. I don't mind going Dutch. I would have more of an issue with my man not paying or wanting to go 50-50 when we've established ourselves in our relationship and he's saying to me, come on down and let's go out. And then we're sitting down and says, oh, take out your credit card and let's go 50. I have more of an issue at that point because I'll be like, hang on a second, love, you've taken me out and you want me to go 50-50. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you're saying it depends on who asks. Have you ever asked a guy out on a date?
Do you know?
You have never paid. You have never placed yourself in the position to pay.
I offer to pay.
Okay.
I haven't got a problem with offering to pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm reading signs here.
But I have to say, if he wants to ask me out, it's complicated.
It's not complicated.
It's so complicated. So if a guy wants to take me out on a date, At the back of my mind, I've already said, I don't mind offering to pay.
Right.
But it will tell me a lot if he insists on paying.
Okay, and if he insists, so he goes, okay, we go 50-50. What does that tell you? What, in your mindset, are you going, what do you mean?
It's not a deal breaker for me.
It's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker. For, I know for other women, it's a deal breaker. For me, it's not a deal breaker. There were more concerning things to be a deal breaker. But if we're getting to the third date and we're really liking one another, or even the second date, in fact, most second dates I've had with guys, they've paid.
Did you even edge towards your bag?
Yeah, I have. There's a note, put away. And then a lot of my first dates, the men have paid, but that just tells you the kind of men that I pick.
Well, it tells you you're a beautiful woman. Thank and you. Of course they would want to pay. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Big Chat Small Talk with Bernie and Louise.
Follow us on Instagram @BigChatSmallTalk.